Good morning. Plenty of moisture, mainly in the form of cloud cover, resides across interior New York and New England this morning. There are a few showers, especially in the northern part of New York and Vermont, across the border into southern Canada, and also mainly east of Cape Cod and south of Long Island, where we see a stalled-out stationary front. Waves of low pressure, both at the surface and in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, will move through the region, acting upon that moisture over the next few days. The result will be mainly scattered showers and thunderstorms for today, tonight, and tomorrow, and again on Thursday. Temperatures, meanwhile, will hold in the 70s for afternoon highs, lower 70s if it gets socked in with clouds, high 70s to around 80 in places where we see breaks of sunshine. Overnight lows will be on the muggy side and generally in the high 50s and lower 60s for the next few days. A trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will start to shift things back in motion later on in the week. As that trough pivots through the Great Lakes and into our region, we'll see an increased chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night and especially during the day on Friday. As moisture is drawn in off the Atlantic and from the Gulf of Mexico, some of these showers and storms could be on the heavier side. The rain will persist into Friday night and in the pre-dawn hours on Saturday before the system lifts through. This will result in a drying trend with increasing sunshine early Saturday morning and sunny skies in the afternoon, with temperatures responding nicely and highs will be around 80 to start the weekend. With a ridge of high pressure building in both at the surface and aloft for the second half of the weekend and early next week, we'll expect mostly sunny skies on Sunday in the mid-80s and mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee, as well as eastern Louisiana and central Kentucky. Despite limited heating due to clouds from early day convection, a persistent zone of high moisture content, increasing mid and upper level flow, and sufficient instability ahead of a slowly advancing cold front suggest a corridor of damaging winds, and perhaps a tornado or two will extend from Mississippi into Alabama and Tennessee. And Tropical Storm Christina has formed in the Pacific Ocean and is located about 155 miles south-southwest of Zihuatanejo, Mexico. Christina has maximum sustained winds near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast, and Christina could become a hurricane by Thursday as it moves further away from the Mexico coastline. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Bay St. Louis, Mississippi at 3:55 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Columbus, Mississippi, at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility with clouds and fog, 46 degrees with a southeast wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 60. 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.96 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Dillon and Gould, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, Boston scattered showers and storms in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 64. The average temperature, 68, that's 2 degrees above normal. 0.12 of an inch of rainfall yesterday, for the month now 1.43 inches, which is 0.25 above normal, and 14.99 inches for the year, which is 0.97 below normal. There were 3 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 34, that's 13 above normal, and 69 for the season, which is 18 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 55. The record high 96 set in 2008 and the record low 36 in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m. 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms Thursday, upper 70s. A good chance at more showers and thunderstorms on Friday, upper 70s. Increasing sunshine Saturday, near 80. Mostly sunny in the mid-80s on Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s again on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.